alongside Vince Colonnais. And joining us right now, we are speaking with Virginia Governor George Allen. Thank you so much for joining us, Governor. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you here.
It's great to be with all of y'all here, Mary and Vince. And a good crowd in a packed parking lot at the Metro 29 Donner.
Let's talk about Ed Gillespie. You're a fan. You have endorsed him.
Yep.
Jobs. Let's talk about jobs. What is Ed Gillespie doing to make Virginia more competitive, to bring more jobs to Virginia?
Well, I think our entire ticket, Ed Gillespie, Jill Vogel, who's really hitting her stride. You heard her just before. And last night I was with John Adams, who's running for Attorney General. They're a great ticket. And most people care about jobs and opportunity. That was my top priority when I was governor, and we were able to recruit in and see the growth of over 300,000 net new jobs in a four-year period. And here's the things that matter to businesses. What's the cost of doing business? And I know Ed Gillespie, I'm honorary chair of his policies, and he's running a very issue-oriented, reform-oriented campaign. And what you need to do is make sure your tax rates are competitive with other states. You look at states like Tennessee that has no state income tax at all. And so you want to have your taxes lower, and Ed's proposing that. Regulations, the cost of regulations. People talking about things made in America. The National Association of Manufacturers did an analysis of what's the cost of complying with regulations. It is, for small manufacturers, less than 50 employees, the cost is over $34,000 per employee per year. And so a state has regulations, too. When I was governor, we reviewed every regulation in Virginia to determine what's the purpose, if it's a worthwhile purpose, is there a less burdensome, pestering way of doing it. And at the end of 4 years, thoroughly going through every regulation, we eliminated or amended 71% of the regulations. And that was 20 years ago. Ed Gillespie is going to do that same sort of regulatory review. Ed, compared to his opponent on energy, people in Loudoun County might be listening here, where they have all these data centers.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest cost of running a data center is electricity. And having affordable, reliable electricity is essential in our households. For a diner, your electric bills here are undoubtedly high. That matters to technology companies, to families, and Ed Gillespie is for affordable, reliable energy. His opponent is for these clean power plants that all they mean is regressively higher electricity bills. And then the other great advantage Virginia has is we're the furthest state north on the eastern seaboard with a right-to-work law. That means people cannot be forced and compelled to pay union dues as a condition of work. Ed Gillespie's opponent has been weak on that, has actually voted against that great advantage we have for individual liberty, but also economic competitiveness. And so whether it's economic, and it also Ed wants high academic standards and accountability in schools rather than social promotion. And that's important that our young people learn how to read and write and speak the English language and learn higher levels of math and science, and also know about the free enterprise system and the history of Virginia, America, and major civilizations in the world.
Well, let's
so
talk,
Ed's all around great on economic policies and a skilled, capable workforce and safe communities also, which is very important. No one wants to invest in a place they're worrying about threats to their employees or their property.
I want to talk about speaking English, an issue that's connected to that, illegal immigration, because right now you saw Ralph Northam in the last 24 hours or so signal that he would support signing a bill now, all of a sudden, making sure to ban sanctuary cities from the state of Virginia in the event one ever pops up. It sounds like he's going towards Ed Gillespie's take here late in the race.
Yeah, I think he's reading the polls on that, and he sees that most people believe that law enforcement ought to work together. If you're going to combat violent criminals, sometimes, especially when you're dealing with gangs, they don't care about the Fairfax versus Loudoun County line, and so you have a multi-jurisdictional task force. And so you not only have the counties, you have the state police and sometimes also the federal government. And Ed has proposed $1.5 million to go to the task force up here in Northern Virginia to combat gangs, which are so prevalent in Northern Virginia, and we've seen the unfortunate deaths, I think, of about 8 unfortunate victims in the last
How has that changed?
Months.
How has that changed since you were governor in terms of, you know, nowadays we're talking about MS-13 stretched out from Virginia to Maryland to D.C. What was the difference when you were governor till now?
When I came, actually, when I was running for governor, one of our big promises was abolishing the lenient dishonest parole system and putting in truth in sentencing. And so if somebody got convicted of a crime, they were going to serve the time that a judge or jury imposed on them rather than getting out after a fourth of their sentence after raping someone and then getting out and raping someone again. And because of that, Virginia now has the second lowest violent crime rate in the country. And the recidivist rate, repeat offender rate, is the best in the country. And we didn't do it by taking away the rights of law-abiding citizens to protect themselves. The concealed carry laws was passed when I was governor. This was with the Democrats in control of the legislature. So the gang problem was not that big of a problem in those days. Nonetheless, the same principles apply. You need to crack down on them. And you need to find creative ways of working with local law enforcement and a regional effort, as well as to the extent the federal government can be of assistance, they can. And if you catch them, you hold them accountable. Now, for those who are illegally in this country, not only should they be punished for whatever their crime is, when their punishment's over, they should be deported. And it should not be a catch-and-release approach. In any event, regardless of whether the criminal is an illegal immigrant or whether they are a legal person in this country. And so listening to these criminal apologists, that is not the approach. Criminal apologists have people released and all these sentimentalities and all these excuses. There is an objective difference between right and wrong, and one of the top two responsibilities of a state government are law enforcement and education.
Well, it's not every day you get to sit and hang out with the governor, so we're going to keep him for a few extra minutes. It's 8:44 here on WMAL. We saw the sun.
I know. I never see the sun.
All right, we're being pointed at now. Governor George Allen distracting us.
Yes.
Bunch of
yelling across the diner at people.
Y'all need more road trips.
We're live, if you can't tell, at the Metro 29 Diner this morning in Arlington. Wow. Look at that. All those omelets you're pausing on to clap. Thank you. We're here, of course, with Governor George Allen asking a bunch of questions about what your impression is of the race. The last week has been really interesting because the Democrats may have overplayed their hand dramatically because this race is really tight, and Ralph Northam seems nervous. How do you assess it?
I assess it the same way, Vince. I look at this. You sports analogies. You had Larry Michael here earlier. This is the two-minute drill. Jill Vogel, you can hear her. She's hit her stride. So is John Adams. So is Ed. What Ralph Northam and the Democrats have done is they've fumbled two ways. These ads, we're talking about the mailer that had President Trump and Ed Gillespie superimposed with those neo-Nazis at the University of Virginia. That was so wrong that the left of center Daily Progress in Charlottesville condemned it as
the
opening
Daily
up.
Progress.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you lose the Daily Progress, it's not working.
There, it's called a Daily Regress, but regardless. And then they run this ad with a pickup truck and all, and just so demeaning to the intelligence of voters and despicable, and even the Washington Post, which is an arm of the Democratic Party, has to criticize it. Then there's things that just happen outside of campaigns, and they're happening with that terrible terrorist attack in New York City, the truck attack, and so they had to pull the ad. Then you have in Alexandria, Christ Church wanting to take down the plaques of Robert E. Lee and George Washington, and this just upsets a lot of people. They're overreacting. It's over political correctness. And so this, people were saying this was kind of a mild campaign. People weren't enthused. What these ads and events have done has really motivated the Republican base.
And it may actually drive them to the polls.
It will, and I think think it'll get independent voters and undecided voters fired up. And so I think our campaigns, the Gillespie, Vogel, and Adams campaign, have picked up this fumble. Now, this question, whether they get a field goal or a touchdown out of it. But I think it's going to be the winning difference and good momentum here in the last days.
In the time we have left here, we had Tim Hugo here earlier, Delegate Tim Hugo, and he said, this is not your grandfather's Democrat Party yet. We're noticing Virginia starting to turn purple. Mm-hmm. And the races are close. What does that say about you, about the changing electorate?
15 seconds, Governor.
Well, it means anybody who pays taxes, works for a living, or cares about their families ought to look at the stands of our candidates. Who is going to make our communities more competitive, safer, and children getting a better quality academic education? And I think if they look at issues, they're going to be for our candidates, and that's what matters most. Who has the best ideas and the integrity to keep their promises if given the honor of serving in office? And I think our team will keep that promise.
Like a true governor, like a true politician. He took 30 seconds. All right, thanks a lot. Nice to see you. 851 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay.